All right, our daily ritual. Okay, we started today. We placed. Let me help you. You all right? Starting to get like Sid. We placed Casey Matthews on reserved injured. Placed Josh Robinson on active PUP, and placed Shamar Stephan and Devaris Daniels on active non-football injury. Okay, you know, it's good to get out here and had a good little walkthrough. Guys are crisp. They seem to have some recall. You know, it looks a lot different than it did a year ago at this time. So, guys are pretty focused and into it, and I like this team. Question? Okay.
You said it's active IR. So is that what you said, or no?
No.
So he's season ending.
Yes.
Okay.
What's his malady?
Malady
or injury?
He's a football coach. He had a hip.
Yeah, that's been. He didn't do anything in spring. When did that surface? When did you know about it? How to come back?
You said it happened during going over hurdles or something in the off-season program.
Mike, when you look at the wide receiver corps, is that one of the, obviously you have a lot of position battles to look at, but is that one that kind of goes towards the top of the list with the guys you have and the number of spots you have to fill in?
I feel good about the guys that we have there. It's we have some talent, have some young guys that look like they have a chance to contribute. Stephon Diggs, I think he's got a chance to be a real NFL guy. You know, and Adam Wallace and then the guys we had before, C.J. and Cordero and Jarius Wright. So, you know, and then Adam, you know, he's always done a great job in special teams. When he gets in, he does a great job. So I don't know that I really look at his position battle. I just look at it. We got some pretty good guys in there. And, you know, we're going to try and keep as many as we can, if as long as they continue to prove that they're worthy.
Anthony Barr, he was moving pretty good. Is he good, recovered, ready to go?
Yeah, he feels much better. He's had a really good last 2 weeks. He's not in the best physical condition right now, so he's going to go through the walkthrough, he's going to go through individual, and then we're going to go condition him and rehab him during practice, and then he's going to come back and watch. So we've got that with a couple guys that were rehabbing they weren't prepared to take the conditioning test yesterday.
Surprises with the conditioning tests, whether good or bad?
No, actually, we had one guy that didn't make it, but other than that, they were great.
I want to give him a longer look at that right guard spot.
Yeah, well, you know, he went in there last year and played some and did a good job. I think it was up against Buffalo, and we're just. You know, he's played it in the past, and so we just felt like we weren't ready to stick a rookie in there right away and say, hey, you're the guy, you know, so we're going to let these guys battle it out and see where it goes.
How many people do you have competing for that spot in your mind?
In my mind? Let's see. That's a tough question. Actually quite a few. You know, we just got to see who ends up going there and where they go. We decided that we're probably going to keep T.J. Clemmings at tackle. I think that's his best position after going through all of OTAs and mini camp. And, you know, Tyrus Thompson's in there. You know, we'll probably give Berger some reps in there at some point. And, you know, and they're still Yankee. And we felt like Carter Bukowski, who we had in there for a while, will be probably be best at tackle.
Mike, having spent a year with Harrison Smith, what do you feel like his best attribute is?
He's a great competitor. He's a great competitor. He plays real hard. He practices real hard. He's instinctive. You know, probably the thing somebody texted me about him the other day, and you know, I said to them, you know, one of the things about him and probably I admire the most is he works really hard on any deficiencies that he has. And so he's improved in a lot of areas from last year during spring ball to OTAs to where we're at now. And a lot of it is because his determination to work on his deficiencies.
You mentioned deficiencies. What is something specific that you wanted him to work on going into the off season?
You know, I don't really want to talk about his deficiencies in the media. So, but we talked about some of these things, and I think he's improved quite a bit. I'm just trying to get him to be an all around really good player. You know, like some of the great safeties that I've had before, and. He has a lot of those attributes, but the biggest attribute he has is inside, you know, inside here. I think that's what I admire the most about him.
What's the best advice you can give a guy like Trey Wayans? Obviously, there's always pressure on first-round picks, but what's the best advice to give him during training camp at this time and how to make the most of it?
Make plays. It's the easiest way to do it. Play with great technique. You know, I think a lot of young guys, they come in and they're confident, but they're not sure that they're confident. And so a lot of times it's important that they continue to develop that and don't lose their confidence. You know, they're going against great receivers every week now, and they're going in practice and things like that. So they're going to get beat at times, but they just have to understand. And that's part of that position anyway, playing a corner position, is you have to just eliminate those negative plays that you had and focus on the positive ones and you know, and have a short memory, basically.
What is Shamar's injury and how long might it be?
Yeah. We think it's probably going to be maximum of 3 days. He got a massage and he on his knee because it was a little tender, and then he got on the airplane and swelled up. So it's nothing.
Josh Robinson, do you
have an idea when he might return to health?
I do.
Mike, you mentioned Adam Thielen, particularly the way he closed last year. How much confidence do you have that, you know, when you need a catch in wide receiver, he's a guy who can go in and get it for you?
Yeah, well, I think Adam does a lot of great things. And, you know, he's a guy that cares an awful lot. It's important to him. He's a smart guy. I think he's continued to improve from at least from the time I saw him to where he is now, and it's really a tribute to his hard work and his dedication and determination.
Learn a little bit about Audi in that season finale, about Audi Cole and kind of what he can do in a game. What are you looking for him at that middle linebacker spot now?
Well, you know, it's a spot that's up for grabs, and I just want the best guy to come in there and do what he needs to do. You know, Audi made a lot of tackles in that game against Chicago. You know, his communication has improved tremendously from a year ago at this time. So that's part of it. I think he understands the defense much better now than he did a year ago. And really the things that we're asking him to do. So, you know, he just needs to continue to really carry on from where he finished, making plays, being physical, understanding the pass concepts in the pass game, and you know, because that's such a big thing now for linebackers, is it's not just playing the run anymore, the play actions. It's, you know, they have to understand where they need to be in a passing game as well.
How do you view that battle for a nickel between Captain and Xavier? Is Captain going to be able to go right away now that a few months off?
Well, we'll see.
I'm sorry to say Xavier.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to keep throwing guys in there and keep looking at them and see where it goes. But I kind of have a little plan that we'll see if my plan works out or not.
I've been through a number of training camps as an assistant.
22, I think. 22 maybe.
Second as a head coach, is there something you learned last year and coming in you kind of applied to this year?
Well, I took notes last year during, you know, in a lot of different scenarios, and I wrote them in a book, and I kind of tried to continue to do that. Honestly, I feel so much more comfortable with the team, you know, especially the offensive guys and the special teams guys. You know, I'm around the defense quite a bit, but you know, being able to go talk to them and coach them and tell them things that defenses are trying to do with them, you know, players, and just the communication level between Teddy and myself, and you know, even Adrian, you know, just all the different things, understanding, you know. And it, honestly, the other thing that really helps is, you know, we've got basically the same coaching staff back for another year, so, you know, the meetings that we have as coaches are a little bit shorter, just because, you know, we already know the practice schedule is going to be like this, and we might change something here or there, but we don't have to sit there and discuss a lot of different things. We're able to, you know, get it going and going from there. So I feel more confident about, you know, the way we're doing things.
How about going off site versus staying at home? You've done both. Do you think it matters towards getting ready for the season?
Well, with the facilities here, and you know, us having 90 players, you know, at Winter Park would be tough. And so, I do think the situation that we're in right now, I think this is the best for us to get ready as a football team. And you know, I think Mankato does a great job of helping us feel welcome, and the university here as well. So at this particular time, I believe this is the best way to go for us.
Mike, with all the pectoral injuries that you've had, did you guys look into it, see if there's any pattern there or concern?
We did, Mark.
And you know, I've had our strength coach research. I've had our trainer research. We sat down and talked about all the different things, you know, what causes pectoral injuries, what we can do to prevent them, what we can do to help. And so we've monitored a lot of things. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people have told us, you know, it's just freak luck, you know. But, you know, sometimes when we're bench pressing, if a guy bounces off his chest, that's where they get the tears. Sometimes we're going to work on strengthening the rotator cuffs much more than we have. We're going to warm up better than what we have. And so we've addressed that. You know, and always when you get more than one type of injury, and especially pectoral, that is not, you know, it's more of an unusual injury, you have to figure it out. And, you know, sometimes when you're benching and you get a pec, you know, you have a strong surface, but when you're out on a field and you get, you know, you don't have anything behind you to hold you back. And I've actually talked to these guys that had the injuries and asked them if they were fatigued at the time. I've asked them if they were, you know, if what set they were, if they were benching at that particular time. Most of them have happened on the field. You know, I asked Phil Loadhole, I said, you know, how about during the week of practice? Did you bench more that week? Did you, you know, do more push exercises? You know, how did you feel? He said, Coach, I felt great that whole week. You know, so we researched it, and we're hopefully on top of it.
Did you guys do all that and then get hit with Josh Robinson?
No, yeah, just kind of that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back right there. You know, and that was kind of a freak one too. You know, he fell on it. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, these injuries happen. I don't know if they're preventable, but it's my job and our responsibility to look into every possible way that we can not have those.
Some of that might have been transitioning from the machines to the free weights or anything like that?
No, I don't believe so. I know one thing, that we're stronger. The way we're doing things, we're more physical, our mentality. You know, I changed the weight program because I want our football team to have a certain type of mentality. I want them to have a certain type of aggressiveness. And I believe that's a lot about mindset as well. And so, you know, when you're down there and you hear those weights banging and guys working and sweating their rear ends off together, and you know, I think it's important that we do it that way. And maybe I'm just old school, but I believe that.
Time for two more.
How much has changed in the way you approach things? I mean, is it just minor tweaks here and there, or have you?
You talking about the weight?
The pecs, yeah, and just the way that you go about lifting.
We're not changing really how we're lifting. We're changing the preparation of how we're lifting and some of the areas that we're trying to strengthen more. You know, the rotator cuff seems to be, if your rotator cuff is, from the information that I gathered, rotator cuff has, you know, if you're strong in that area and strong in the other areas around the pec, that helps to keep those things from happening. But again, you know, like I said, both with Fusco, Load Holt, Josh Robinson, they were all on the field, you know, and Brian was actually in the weight room. I asked him, I said, what set were you on? He said, second set. And I said, did you have a lot of weight on there? He said, no. He said, you know. And so, and the other thing is, you know, the way we spot, you know, we've added another strength coach here for these couple weeks to help with some of the spotting, to make sure that, and also educating our football team that, you know, when you're spotting a guy, it's part of your job is to keep him healthy. You know, you don't be sitting over talking and listening to music. You're paying attention to what's going on here.
Last one. Bill Joseph, last year obviously missed time in OTAs, then had the unfortunate shooting incident. Now that he's healthy, how good can he be, you know, versus last year when he was maybe set back with some of those problems?
Well, I have two thoughts on that. And the first one is, almost always the guy that comes in as a free agent into a new system, his second year is almost always much better than the first year. And him with missing all that time that he missed last year because of the injury. And he's looked very, very good in OTAs. So I anticipate that he's going to have a very, very good year. I temper it a little bit just because of the fact that it's, you know, we haven't been in pads yet and we won't get out there for a couple of days. But if he does the things that he's done in the OTAs and continues that way, I anticipate, because he's a big, strong man. He's lost, you know, his body is in good shape. He came in about 316 pounds, I believe, and he's a very, very good athlete. Okay, thank you.